Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, we're discussing a headline involving the secret lives of Mormon Wives star Jesse Draper, whose husband, Jordan Nadi Karan, recently filed for divorce after a complicated period of separation, reconciliation, and ongoing therapy. This situation highlights several important issues we see often in family law: emotional abuse allegations, attempts at reconciliation, and serious financial concerns, including questions about the validity of a prenuptial agreement. Jesse previously alleged emotional abuse in the marriage, and both parties acknowledged working through issues in therapy before ultimately proceeding with divorce. So often I'm asked, what role do allegations of emotional abuse play in divorce proceedings, and how might they impact decisions around custody or settlement? So unfortunately, they don't carry a lot of weight in the divorce proceedings. And I think what's important to understand is when it's present, and it is important to share with your attorney, because from my perspective as attorneys, when you share that with us, then it's easier for us as your attorney to understand how you're handling certain information and the divorce process, because you've been through a lot and your husband has manipulated you and maybe gaslit you and really demeaned you. And so you're potentially coming into this divorce with very low self-esteem, having been through a lot of years of emotional abuse. And that may be difficult for you to make decisions on the divorce that we present to you. So that is why it's very important to tell your attorney. Would it be relevant as it relates to your children and custody, time sharing? I don't know. It will depend on the severity of it, the length of it, the age of your children, and the jurisdiction in which you are in. So it's very important to bring it up so that your attorney can help you with the best way to use that information. Now, the couple separated, reconciled, and continued therapy for about a year before they filed. When asked how common it is for couples to attempt reconciliation before divorce, it's rather common, I think, and it can be many types of reconciliation. It can be formal counseling, or it can be we took a break and now we're going to try again, but it didn't work. That does not fully impact the legal process in Florida, but it may in other states. And I'll tell you why. Because if you have physical separation and your state requires legal separation, you will want to bring that up to your attorney. And I don't know if a legal separation and then a reconciliation starts to clock over and you've got to continue to live separate again. I don't know that in different states, but it's very important for you to consider and address with your lawyer. Jesse has spoken publicly about her financial success and concerns that her prenup may not be valid because it was not properly witnessed. That will be a big deal. Obviously, if they are in California or Utah, the laws of that state will control. It often is important that the document is properly executed, and mostly it is the financial disclosures. So the witnesses will be important. Sometimes they have to come and testify. So that could be an issue, but it also might just be a tactic and a way to negotiate. On behalf of her husband, he may say, well, we could fight the prenup, then I'd be entitled to much more, or just give me a little more, and then they can come to an agreement. Jesse also expressed fear that without a valid prenup, her spouse could claim a significant portion of her wealth. And yes, that will likely be true, depending on the rules of the state where they live. So he may not have a need for that. And again, it's going to be so fact specific for their particular situation and their finances. It's more than just what she makes. It's also what he makes and what's available to them both and the laws in the state where they reside. And oftentimes I'm asked, how are assets divided in situations where one spouse is the primary earner or has significantly more wealth? Of course, it depends on the state you're in. But generally speaking, anything that is marital is going to be equitably divided and split. And then if we're talking about spousal support, depending on the state, if that is an option, because that's going to depend on not only the income of the earner, the need of the other spouse, and the length of the marriage. So all of those things will go into that. But oftentimes when there is an estate that can be split, there's a lot of money available to the other spouse who is claiming they need alimony, particularly in investments and assets that do have a return on the investment. I hope this discussion sheds light on how emotional, legal, and financial factors can all play a role in divorce decisions and remind you that you're not alone if you're facing these challenges. For more guidance on navigating both the emotional and practical sides of divorce, be sure to check out episode 73, How One Woman Found Hope After Divorce in the Most Unexpected Way. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.